This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid foundation stone of development projects worth over 7,780 crore rupees in Assam and West Bengal yesterday and flagged off five Amrit Bharat Express trains from two states. In Assam, PM Modi laid the foundation stone of Kaziranga Elevated Corridor project worth over 6,950 crore rupees at Kaliabor. The elevated wildlife corridor will ensure uninterrupted movement of animals, reduce human-wildlife conflict. The PM said the 86-kilometer-long corridor is an environmentally conscious national highway project.
Kaziranga Elevated Corridor और नई रेल सेवाओं से असम के लोगों के लिए नई संभावनाएं तैयार होगी। मैं असम की जनता और देशवासियों को इन महत्वपूर्ण परियोजनाओं के लिए बधाई देता हूं। जब प्रकृति सुरक्षित होती है तो उसके साथ अवसर भी पैदा होते हैं। पिछले कुछ वर्षों में काजीरंगा में पर्यटकों की संख्या में लगातार बढ़ोतरी हुई है।
The PM also flagged off two new Amrit Bharat Express trains from Kamakhya to Rohtak and Dibrugarh to Lucknow. In West Bengal, PM Modi laid the foundation stone of development projects worth more than 830 crore rupees and flagged off three Amrit Bharat trains connecting Kolkata with other parts of the country. Speaking on the occasion, the PM said all central projects will accelerate the development of West Bengal. He highlighted that for a developed India, the development of eastern India is essential and the Union government is continuously working towards this goal. He said his two-day program in Assam and West Bengal strengthened this resolve. The PM laid the foundation stone of the extended port gate system at Balagarh, including an inland water transport IWT terminal and a road over bridge. He also launched a state-of-the-art electric catamaran in Kolkata. The PM also inaugurated the Jairam Bhati Baro Gopinathpur Mainapur new rail line and a new train service between Mainapur and Jairam Bhati. Later, addressing a Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Singur, PM Modi mounted a sharp attack on the ruling Trinamool Congress. He alleged that the state government has been blocking the implementation of central schemes, preventing benefits from reaching the people. The PM emphasized that development initiatives should rise above political rivalries and focus on the needs of citizens. Nominations for the election of the Bharatiya Janata Party's national president are scheduled to be filed today. According to the poll schedule released by party's national returning officer, K. Lakshman, nominations can be filed between 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place between 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., followed by the window for withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open till 6 p.m. After the completion of the nomination process, if required, polling will take place on Tuesday. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will be on an official visit to India today at the invitation of PM Modi. This will be Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed's third official visit to India since assuming office as president and his fifth visit to the country over the past decade. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radoslaw Sikorski, who is currently on a three-day visit to India, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, Poland continues to be India's largest trading and investment partner in Central and Eastern Europe. In Chhattisgarh, the encounter between security forces and Maoists has paused in the night. The encounter had been continuing since on Saturday in Bijapur district. Two more bodies were recovered from the encounter site. With this, the total number of Maoists killed in the encounter has risen to six, including four women Maoists. Security forces have recovered a total of six rifles from the spot, including two AK-47s, one INSAS rifle, two .303 rifles and one carbine. Meanwhile, CM Vishnu Deosai has appealed to Maoists to abandon violence and join the mainstream of development. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog over Uttar Pradesh today, while dense fog conditions will prevail over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.